Radio Prague News.
The leaders of the government coalition are holding a new round of talks. President Václav Klaus and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg have met to discuss the minister's foreign policy plan, and Czech tennis player Petra Kvitova has sensationally advanced to the Wimbledon final, defeating Victoria Azarenka of Belarus on Thursday. The leaders of the three-party right-of-center government coalition are resuming talks on Thursday afternoon. On the agenda is the signing of an amended coalition agreement along with personnel questions. The junior coalition member Public Affairs has made it clear that they insist on changes to the coalition agreement as well as four posts in the cabinet if they are to continue supporting the coalition. While party leader Radek Jon was optimistic ahead of talks, other members of the party were hesitant to comment on the likely results. The new round of talks is meant to resolve ongoing disputes over personnel questions and other issues within the government coalition. President Václav Klaus met with Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg on Thursday to discuss the minister's foreign policy plan. The president criticized several points, most of them focusing on EU issues. The two also discussed Mr. Schwarzenberg's recent visit to Libya, as well as the Czech Republic's presidency of the Visegrad Group. Mr. Schwarzenberg's foreign policy plan, which should specify Czech foreign policy and diplomacy issues, was also criticized by Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Defense Minister Alexander Vondra, who said that several points, among them the current crisis in Greece, were not addressed in the plan. Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová has advanced to the women's final at Wimbledon. It took all three sets to determine the winner. Kvitová won the first set handily, 6-1, but Azarenka answered in the second, 3-6. Kvitová then jumped to an early 3-love lead in the third and broke Azarenka's serve twice to close out the set 6-2. Azarenka double-faulted on the final point, deciding the winner. In all, the semi-final lasted 1 hour and 44 minutes. On Saturday, Kvitová will face either Maria Sharapova of Russia or German wildcard Sabine Lisicki. The final will be her first in a Grand Slam, and she becomes the first Czech female player in the Wimbledon final since Jana Novotná, who won the title in 1998. And now for a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly overcast with rain and storms. Daytime highs should range between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius.